Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 389. I am Chris, as always, joined by Jeff.
Yo.
No one else is here this week. I hear that Tony is in the middle of the desert and it's raining. At least that's what he said. And Pete is out delivering pizzas or something. And who knows where Fozzie is? He may show up at any moment.
See, oh yeah, are the true dedicated folks here tonight.
Yeah, but yes, we wanted to get an episode out for this week. So here we are, and we're going to kick off with I don't know if I call it sad news, but it's news of sorts that kind of directly relates to
it's irrelevant.
And we'll talk about that in a minute, but it's definitely relevant to us because it's where everyone on this podcast kind of met and how like that all kind of started. But MyIGN, which is the successor to the old IGN blog, Club IGN, which I believe is what it was called when it started.
Yeah, I think so.
So Club IGN modified into MyIGN, which was more of a like Facebook blog, like WordPress type blog posting system. And so that is all moved over and it is going to close probably pretty soon.
We got word around town that they're shutting it down.
Like, we can't seem to find any
because nobody cares
information, us. But yeah. But yes, yeah, so it seems like it is definitely closing down.
Seems dead. Seems like it's not active. Really? I don't know.
Yeah. So we thought, like, hey, this hit our Twitter feed. In a way, we were kind of notified of it, and it has now spawned. I think there's 30 people on the thread.
Yeah, at least,
which is insane. I don't know, for like the last 2 days, it's like if you walk away from your phone for an hour, you're going to come back to like 20, 30 messages.
There was one point today. I opened it up and it said like 92 plus or something. I was like, what? And I was not even gone for like, I was gone for like maybe an hour. And my response was, I'm not reading this.
It's gotten like so, it's really hard to keep up with, but it is really cool that, you know, all these people that we kind of came up blogging with a decade ago, we still keeping some sort of contact with some more than others, but
we got reminded of a lot of names that I had forgotten as well.
Yeah, and there's a passion behind like this group, so it was really weird. It's gone all day. Like it reached the top of IGN. Per Schneider, somebody.
Yeah, he joined. He's now in this.
He's in it, Greg.
And he's, like, responding to it, not just, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Someone tagged him or something.
He's responded. Greg Miller from Kind of Funny Games, who at the time that we were all kind of blogging on IGN, he was a big persona there.
Yeah.
And so like, you know, people have kind of said, hey, Greg, like, look, like, you know, this is from your time. Like, that's, you know, isn't that cool? And he's like, he is, he seems genuinely, flattered by the fact that like, I don't, maybe not flattered might not be the right word, but he definitely seems, impressed, I guess, or in awe of the passion that this group of people, kind of has. And like, I was made admin on the Facebook page that our co-host Peter Freeman set up. There's almost 40 people on that Facebook in that Facebook group. Just crazy. we set up a Discord server, which now has like almost 20 people on there as well. So It's cool. It's a shame that something like that's shutting down and people aren't going to be able to get the experience we got. But I don't really know if that was an experience my IGN was offering anybody anyway.
I mean, I bounced off it pretty quick.
Yeah, you bounced out of my IGN. Tony, I don't think ever transitioned.
I mean, I was already looking for an excuse at that point.
Yeah.
And, you know, Twitter is a huge, huge part of that. Like, I don't know, if Twitter doesn't come around, maybe we would have used it still. I don't know.
Yeah, because it was a way to get our thoughts down. And you know, more than that, it was like you posted it and it circulated. I don't know how, but it would circulate through the community. And, you know, you'd have this group of 40, 50 people that were spinning by your blog, commenting on it, giving you their thoughts. And then, like, you've returned the favor. You're like, you know, somebody comes by and writes on your blog, you maybe follow them back and go write on their blog. And it created some great discussions in there.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people have been reminiscing, like, in this now hundreds of tweets thread.
Yeah, it's an insane thread.
I have not really joined in that much, but, I mean, there are... I mean, it's definitely an important part of my life in general, IGN blogs. Like, it's weird. It's like a weird turning point or something for me. There's kind of like life before that and life after that. I know it sounds weird, but like, it really is for me. Because, like, well, for one, a big part, like, probably the biggest thing out of the whole experience of like writing on there was met a lot of people who are my friends now. Like, we essentially all migrated to Twitter, and that's how we kind of all keep in touch, right? Like, it's probably the main reason I use Twitter so much. It's like all the people that were from IGN blogs, right?
Yeah.
And these are people we've met in real life. We've had drinks, you know. Shit, a couple of us have been making podcasts since those days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not just us. Like, I mean, you know, you, me, Fozzie, and Tony, our show spawned out of there. But also, you know, Javi and, you know, his crew had podcasts, and then they kind of spawned out of there. And Beesball, Billy, and Britt, and Fozzie was on that show as well. That kind of spawned out of here. Now Britt is actually working in the industry. Like, she was for It's Good Games, and it's crazy.
Yeah, it's really weird. And you know, and that's probably, like I said, that's like the biggest thing for me. Like, just, you know, you made friends out of it, and been doing a show that I've really enjoyed doing for what, 7 years, six, 7 years, whatever. It seems like forever now, right? And the other thing for me, too, it was, like, the first time that I had ever written for an audience. Like, I had, when I was in high school, I would write novels and sell them for $1 a piece. Like, I would print them out and sell them to people. I guess you could call that an audience, but, like, this was, like, kind of hundreds of people that would give you kind of instant feedback on what you were writing. And it was at a time when I was trying to break into a career in writing, you know. So it was just like a really interesting time for those reasons as well, you know.
It is. It's really kind of funny because, you know, when we started getting noticed on the blogs, like, I don't know, I got this like, I'm gonna be a fucking games writer. Like, I'm gonna go work. IGN or GameSpot or something. And
yeah. That was the reason I did it. Like, yeah. I don't know how I'd feel. Let's say I got a job at IGN and I was one of those guys now. I don't know how I'd feel one way or the other. I probably would be, like, kicked out of there by now for sexual harassment or some shit. But, like, like, remember in 2010 when you patted that girl on the ass or whatever, like, you know, I'd be gone. But, I mean, I'm pretty fine with how my life has turned out, yeah, regardless. And, you know, there's a part of me that always wants a career in writing, but then there's a part of me that also says, dude, if you really loved writing so much, like, how come you don't do it ever? So, you know what I mean? It's just like, yeah, it is what it is.
I will say, like, I look back, I created a blog post earlier this week. Like, I mean, I think I'm a better writer than I was when I started writing blog posts there. I'm still not a great writer, but I'm a better writer than I was. But more than that, like, just kind of being exposed to other people, their opinions.
It taught you how to write for an audience and how to, to think about in your head how someone might react to something that you wrote or
what
you said.
I know full well, like, I remember incidents on the old blogs where it was like, you know, I would say something and like somebody else would find it inflammatory. And my response was like, dude, shut up. You're stupid. And like, and it wasn't like, all right, like, well, maybe his point is coming from like a different angle. Just no, like, I think you're an idiot and you're wrong. And like, there's a time for that sort of argument, but I don't think video games is really it. So it's,
yeah.
And I mean, it's like exposed us to a more diverse group of people and, you know, different locate. Like, I mean, we met Corey Milne, who's been on this show before. He's from Ireland. All over the place. Like, we've,
well, that's like I said, you know, we made friends out of it, but on top of it, I feel like, yeah, it's like this global network of good friends. Yeah. Like, yeah. I have really good friends who live all over the country, like Seattle, Philly, like fucking Florida, whatever. Like,
yeah,
I know
everywhere.
People that live in Japan. Like, it's
yeah, it's crazy, pretty cool. Right?
Yeah,
like it just being able to look back and go, hey, like, you know what? If anything came out of it, it was that these relationships built, and we have a great community of people that we can talk about games and movies and you know, politics and life issues, like. It spawned out of video games and movies and into something like way bigger.
Well, you made a funny point in your blog post about this. Is like when you talk to your friends, like your local friends, you have to like explain, oh, my internet friend so and so. Like, I do that all the time. I'll be like, my internet friend Fozzie or whatever.
Right.
People know what he's. Yeah. Hello. People like, they're like, you know, if I say to my girlfriend Fozzie, she knows who I'm talking about. Like, it's weird. She's never really talked to him. She's never met him. And you have to explain to people. I know a lot of, like, I don't think any of my other friends have internet friends. Like, they just use, they look at Reddit. That's all they do. Like, whatever, you know?
Yeah. And they don't, and they haven't formed relationships with other people. And it's like, that's a shame because, like, you can get some, like, great friendships and out of this. Like,
and you made a great point, though, which is like, I talked to some of my quote unquote internet friends more than I talk to you, like more, you know, my close friends who I could go have a beer with anytime I want, you know? So it's like,
I mean,
where do you draw the line? I don't, you know,
I mean, we haven't seen each other in like four years or so now, but like we have an ongoing, you know, text message thread that we use pretty much daily. We talk once a week here for 4 hours, 5 hours a week. Like, it's crazy. Yeah. Like, and then there's Fozzie.
Hi.
We're just reminiscing, Fozzie. We're doing our
talking about the good old days.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So, Fozzie, do you want to give Jeff the good news of PAX East 2020?
PAX East 2020? I guess. Yeah. I mean, I'm down with that. That's.
Okay,
is Hefe going to be there?
Well, I've just been told that Javi says that you're going to stop in Chicago on your road trip and pick him up like on the way. So Jeff,
you know, it would be fun to like. Definitely, driving would be insane.
I was going to say
it's one thing to drive from like Florida. But people forget that, like, the East Coast is actually really small. It's pretty compact compared to the West Coast. So it's like if I were to drive from Seattle to Boston, that's like 36 to 40 hours as opposed to Jacksonville.
Which is a long drive.
Yeah. Jacksonville to Boston was 15 hours maybe. Really? No, maybe more.
Oh, yeah. Jacksonville and Boston. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That sounds about right.
Okay, 17 hours. 17 hours.
Yeah.
What was Jacksonville to, like, Seattle?
Jacksonville, Seattle? Oh, dude, it's like 40 hours, easily.
That's the thing, right?
Because, you know, from there, it's easy. Yeah, 44 hours. So, I mean, imagine that's more or less the same drive time. So, definitely the drive's not happening. But I can tell you, it was super fun because what happened is that Britt came to Jacksonville. Then we went up to Georgia to pick up B's ball. And then from there, okay, so 2010. So yeah, so then we stayed the night there. And then from there, we drove to New York City. Did we drive all the way through? I don't know. I think we did, actually. I think we just took turns, essentially. But we stopped at New York City, and then we finally made it to Boston. And it was snowing, that I think, in 2010. Either 2010 or 2011.
I think it was the next year it was snowing.
Okay. Insanely, I drove twice, which was just way too much.
Yeah. The first year, 2010 was the first year of
well, yeah. Yes. From Florida, yeah, I mean... I mean, yeah, it's a trip for sure, but
yeah. So, anyways, so it would be fun to maybe like take a week off, fly out to Chicago, me and Javi, you know, hang out there. Then we could finally get Hefe's ass because I was in Chicago and Hefe refused to leave his goddamn little bodunk town. So,
well, this is funny because like. I think
And I was in some bodong town too. I was in Roselle. No, are you in Roselle?
No, I'm in DeKalb. Okay, so Roselle.
Yeah, I was in Roselle or whatever for a couple days before we went to like downtown or Chicago proper. But we could go Chicago and then from there we could go Boston and that'd be super fun. But. I'm totally on board with that. I think that would be a whole lot of fun. That gives everyone a lot of time to kind of prepare for that.
Yeah, I like somebody was like, "Oh, we'll do PAX East." I'm like, "I can't. I certainly can't do it this year. Yes. Next year might be pushing it, but 2020 like gives me enough time to save money. Like, I want to go off
for a little bit."
Well, 2020, I would just have to know. First of all, when is PAX East usually?
It's like March or April.
Yeah, so end of March or early April. So that's okay for me. That's kind of my slow season in my field. But, I would have no problems with that, especially 2020. That's kind of perfect for me. So another thing is that, like, do we bring significant others with us too at this point? Or are we going to keep it, like...
I mean, I'd say it's case-by-case basis.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, yeah. Your wife came, right?
My wife was there for the last time we went up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't tell Chris you can't bring your wife or, you know, whatever.
I mean, obviously, I wouldn't tell anyone they couldn't, but you know, and that's the thing is that we had no problems. I think with like trying to get like tables of 20, we did that every night. I felt like so.
That was the year when we went to the IGN dinner thing.
Yeah, that was fun.
I think Jeff, myself, and Tony, we ended up sitting at like a separate table.
Oh no!
Because we got there a little bit late, and you guys had already filled up the main table.
Oh, there were we had some celebrities with us.
Oh wait, we did. Anthony Gallegos, who. At the time, I think was working for. He might have been with IGN at the time.
He was with IGN.
And then his girlfriend at the time, who worked for Bethesda, was there. We had people sitting with us, but
it was funny. You guys ever remember? I don't want to talk too much shit about him.
Yeah,
you guys remember that Garza concert. Guy?
Yes, yes, bro.
Tino?
Tino, yeah, that's Tino. It.
Yes, I have a friend on Facebook still.
Yeah, so he was sitting next to Jessica Chobot, I think. And
Yeah.
I'm sure that that was a very interesting conversation,
Yeah,
but
well, I'll tell the story off here. After the show or something, I'll
yeah,
tell you
that guy
guys
was
if you ever
crazy.
ask
He
me.
was kind of nuts. But anyways.
That's the story I was thinking of, but
Okay.
I don't want to steal
Yeah.
other
And
people's
anyways, so it was a lot of fun. 2011 was really good too, because like that was when a lot of people were you guys there? You guys weren't there in 2011?
That's
No.
the year I think I went.
Was it?
Yeah, I think
Okay.
so.
Let
Yeah,
me see.
I think you guys
What's
had gone to
that?
one
Okay,
prior to one
well,
I had gone to, right? Like you
didn't
went.
Movie Guru like a couple days ago, he took that the hotel room picture.
That was 2011, I think.
That was 2011.
Yes.
2010 was the first year. No,
That you guys
2011
had
couldn't
gone.
have been. So it had to have been after 2011 because I think the first 2 years were
No.
in that weird little convention center. Or did they move out right in
No,
after the
no, no,
first
no, no, for sure they did.
one?
It was definitely back to back because
Okay.
I don't even know if I've been back since then. I don't know if I went
Maybe
2012.
not. I've gone three
So,
times.
yeah. Sorry. Anyways, so 2011 was the hotel one, and that was insane.
There's some good times.
That was so much
I didn't,
fun.
and I apologize to Josh. I did not realize that we kicked you out of the room.
Yeah.
I think
Yeah.
I don't think it was a matter of me wanting to kick. I think I was the one that was instigating kicking people out of the room. And it didn't have to do with Josh or anything. It was a matter of getting people out of the fucking room. Like everybody, I think.
Right, there was a lot of people in there, and like it was, I mean, like a lot. Like we're talking like maybe 20 plus at the time.
I mean, there were people, believe me, there were people specifically I wanted to get out of the room, but Josh was not one of them. You know what I mean? It was just, yeah, it was in general and specific, but Josh, you were just collateral damage.
Sorry, Josh. I mean, he has been on the
Okay.
show since then, so I think we might have made.
Okay. So, yeah, so 2010 was, it was definitely a much smaller group, I felt like, compared to
2010
2011.
was it was you, Billy and Britt. You guys drove up.
We drove up, and
Was
then
Javi with you guys, or did
Javi
he
was
fly in?
there. Javi was there, and so was
Yes.
Sean as well.
Sean was there by
I'm
himself.
so fucking
Yeah.
mad I missed Sean, bro.
Sean was great. Like he just randomly came up. He hardly went to the convention. He was like, "I'm just gonna fucking explore Boston, dude." And then like we would
Yeah.
meet up with him for drinks afterwards. It was great.
I remember I had to try to get my wallet from his room because I passed out. We literally drank like an eighth of Crown Royal, just me and him. And we passed out on the couch. And then the next morning, I had to get my wallet, and I like banged on that door for 30 minutes. That dude
He's
had
fucking
never,
out.
he just slept the whole damn time. So,
Sean's a mess.
yeah.
The Sean was there. Derek Bittner, who was Virgin Wolf on the blogs. I drove him there.
Is this 2010?
This is 2010.
Okay.
Yeah. And my friend Reed, he was gonna ride up with me originally. He was there. And he came up with us because Derek asked me right at the last minute. Like he's like, "Hey, can you drive me? 'Cause my car's shit. I can make it from." He lived like outside Harrisburg, which is about 2 hours away from me. It's like, "My car's shit. Like I'm pretty sure I can make it to your house, but I'm not gonna make it to like 8 hours to Boston."
So he made it to your house.
Yeah, and then his car broke down like 20 minutes after he left my house after I got him back.
Perfect.
And he was
Well, at
like,
least he wasn't lying.
it's like
Yep.
he's like, "My car broke down." I was like, "Would like you want me to come?" He's like, "It's all right. Like my dad will be here in 2 hours. It's not that cold out." It's like, "All right."
Holy shit,
He
that's
went on to
crazy.
good things, like he went on to like work with Game Explain and stuff like
It's
that. So.
yeah, I didn't know he
He's
was
still
still
there.
there. Yeah, that's
Is he still
surprising.
there? I think he might be running that site now then.
I actually really like Game Explain, so congrats, bro.
Right? Yeah, so okay. Here we go. So 2011. Okay, so 2011, yeah, it was different. Were you there, Chris? Were you there in 2011?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was
Okay,
there.
so
I'm not
this
in
was
that
the
picture.
one. Okay, so you're not in that one. So this was the one where like everyone was there pretty much. And then
Wonder if that picture, the one that it got posted online specifically, I wonder if that was because I like my wife and I got there late, and
Okay.
you guys had already been partying for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember like you and your wife were showing up and just like you look like people are just checking in and we're all like,
Yeah,
whoa!
you were trashed. You're outside
Yeah.
smoking.
We literally had hotel security come and tell us that we had to quiet
Like you
down.
guys had that look of like I just set down my bags in the room and we gotta get back to the room. But like
Yeah.
it was fucking great.
Me, Javi, and Brian, we went to like a diner at 3 a.m. And I
Oh my
remember it was
God, I almost made it with you guys, but I was like,
Yeah.
no, that's dumb. I'm not
It
doing
was
this.
so sketch. And then Javi had no sweater on. This is like
It was pretty,
Boston
it was like,
cold,
yeah, it
home
was cold as
chilling.
fucking.
And he's got just a t-shirt on and jeans. I'm like, dude, you're going to die. It was like a 20-minute walk, and it's like it's quiet, it's dead out. Like we could have easily have been robbed, and there would have been no witnesses because.
We stayed at the same hotel both years,
Yeah, probably,
but
probably.
they moved the convention center for the
Right.
second one. You're right, yeah.
Yeah. So the first one was definitely, I mean, it was smaller, but it was still good. And then, yeah, 2011 might have been my favorite one. That might have been my favorite convention. Well, you know, it's kind of hard to say because, like, PAX 2010 was, like, my first one. So it's
You
definitely,
popped your
there's something,
cherry,
yeah, there's definitely something
but
special about that.
2011, you got to sleep with me, so
Right. Well.
just saying,
That,
bro.
yeah, I moved on to bigger and better things. Like it was pretty crazy. It was but anyways, but like 2010, like yeah, like oh man, we had media badges because we were with Vagary, and we were just like all pumped, and it was like oh man, we're going in at 9 a.m. with everyone else, and it was like still new. I'm pretty sure that was PAX East like first con, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
2010 was the
Yeah.
first one
It
that was there,
was
yeah.
the first PAX East. So it
Oh,
was
that was
like
their first one?
the
Oh,
first one, yeah.
sick. And you have to remember that like PAX is not a big deal at this point. Like I remember even in like maybe 2012 or 2013, like PAX tickets came out and I waited several hours before I even pulled the trigger on like a full 3 days. And even then, it was like it did not sell out for at least a couple more days or something. So, I mean, like, it was kind of low key and it was kind of cool because it was just like, it was literally like all these just like nerds that are just excited about the industry. And so, you know, we go out there and it's great. But like 2011, you're like a grizzled veteran. You know how to like, it's like being in college and you're the sophomores now. You don't have to worry about it. You've been there. So. It's just it's a whole new experience. And just seeing like that huge, like, you know, at the end of the day, we probably came with 20 people. I brought, let's see, so that time around, Tony, Little Two Tony, Sarah, and Steven were in my car. And maybe Clint. I think Clint as well. So Sarah and Steven were just like kind of dating at that point, not even like officially. So, I like to think that I'm the one that kind of made it happen. But yeah, so I picked up all them. Like, I picked up Steven, North Carolina, and then Sarah was in Pennsylvania, and then I picked her up there. And then we went over to
Dude, that's like a
Boston.
fucking romantic comedy right there. And you,
It
like
really is. Like, it was
the
crazy.
Fozzie driver, and like you're the driver.
Yeah, exactly. I was just driving everyone around, just making it happen. So. And that was insane. Like that was just so much fun. But yeah. Yeah, I'm excited. I think that's a good idea. I hope that someone kind of keeps in touch with this, and especially it seems like Pierre really wants that to happen too.
Yeah.
So
Oh, he was talking about the PAX shit? Or just like
Yeah.
in general?
Well, he was talking about like
Just
he
us
wants
getting
people to come
together.
to IGN,
Yeah,
which
I mean,
you
no.
know. Yeah. I think it'd be kind of cool.
If I was
like
out that way, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's kind of like a, it's not far. So I would be more than happy to go with like a couple others, yeah. Especially because we already, we have a few people down here in Seattle. So it'd be a fun weekend, you know? But yeah, like definitely for PAX, I think it would be fun. Maybe like if we all just, this sounds cheesy as hell, but maybe made like a t-shirt or something and then we all got together or something.
I just think, I think we like, we're due for like a reunion, you know, like it makes sense. Like, and PAX East makes sense. You know what I mean? Like,
and yeah. And PAX East 2020, like it just, yeah, it works out nicely. And I've always wanted to go back to Boston anyways. So yeah, that'd be fun. It's kind of cool just seeing like all these people that like have really established themselves in the gaming industry, like being there. I think that's pretty neat to see. So,
oh yeah, like Anne is now like she's a games writer, and yeah, like this, you know, it's great, like seeing all everything that's come out of it, and just like to see people go like, hey, you know that.
Who, PTM?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. PTM? What?
No, you said Anne would become a
Oh, PTM. Like, yeah. She's been doing like, I think she did like Raze Not Dead or something like that. But
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And it's cool. Like obviously like these like old school like IGN people, like Mark Ryan, what's his last name? Saleh? I don't know how to say it, but he just liked the reply. He's not even in this like ridiculous thread of people, so
he does not want to get trapped in there. I'll tell him.
I saw like people are like voluntarily entering. I'm like, you realize what you've done, right? Like you have just literally just sucked yourself into this ridiculous thread that really just it was like 10 people and just kind of exploded.
Yeah, and it was just like, hey, like, hey, this is neat. Like, you know, everything, you know, all stemmed from, you know, this whole, like, my IGN falling kind of apart. And just, and now it's been 2 days of nonstop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, it's going to die down. But I think that now that at least we've established a couple of different, like, Discords and Facebook, at least we can come back, even if those die down, and then be like, hey, like, we should probably start planning, like, maybe sometime early next year, and being like, I mean, when do tickets come out? They normally come out, like, right around the time of when the PAX West is.
Yes.
So maybe after, so it's, like, November. So it's like, okay, guys, like, tickets come out November. A lot of people can probably make their way through media, but we have to make sure that people that can't get that way have tickets so that, you know.
And right. Even if they don't have tickets, I don't care about tickets.
Yeah,
I'm not going to go to the fucking...
Yeah, like, right. I mean, yeah. I could probably swing like, the five of us, you know, media badges just from our podcast or Fozzie you can get with Javi. But, like, I honestly don't care if I... Like I don't care to go cover the show. Like if we get tickets, I will definitely go in and like because I love the panels and I love seeing the show floor. But I'm not standing in line to play a game for 5 minutes. Like, I just want to get together with everybody. It's gonna be great.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, there's not really a point to try and get. I mean, if people want it, they can. But I mean, if we go,
I mean, I got into one and I saw lines and lines and lines, and honestly, it would be just to catch up with people, like to go have a couple actual beers with you guys in real life would be, you know, that'd be the point.
That'd be cool. Yeah, sure. But if you're listening to this and you somehow haven't been sucked into the either the Twitter thread or somebody hasn't added you to the Facebook group. There is a Facebook group. Look up old IGN bloggers. You can request a membership there. I think I know Pete is like the head of that, but he made me an admin. I don't know if I think he made Fozzie an admin for it as well. So we can get you in. From there we have a Discord server. which is, you know, it's being used right now, and hopefully people kind of like, you know, continue to use it here and there. But I think we have plans to maybe use that for E3.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Like get a voice chat going on there and stuff. So
yeah.
But yeah, well, Fozzie, I don't know if you have to go back to work.
I probably should. I kind of got sucked into this, but yeah.
But thanks for.
How dare you?
Oh no! I mean, I'll stick minutes. Around.
All right. Yeah. Well, so we all played PUBG.
Yeah.
With Tony the other night, and that was a lot of fun. Right up until Jeff left us.
I know. That was so weird.
I. You know what? Here's the problem. I was fucking shit faced. I think.
Yes, you are.
I mean,
I streamed that play session. It's up on my YouTube page right now. Yeah. And I kind of went through and I looked for some of the things that I found pretty funny. So some of the chapter markers there, and there's definitely one where Jeff and I are outside of a house and we start hearing gunfire, and Jeff runs into the house. And he starts running up the stairs, and I'm following behind him. And then right at the top of the stairs, there's like these two dudes that just unload on Jeff with a shotgun, and I just turn around and run away.
you got out of the house?
Yeah.
Damn.
Perfect.
I do vaguely remember that happening at one point where I was like, oh, I'm safe. And I'm like running up and up, and then all of a sudden I got to the top. I'm like, oh, yeah, of course. There's going to be motherfuckers sitting up here. You know, like, that's what I do.
Yeah, that's exactly what we did. We've done that in the past.
Same exact fucking house. So yeah,
crazy great moments from that play session. There was one where Tony, myself, and Fozzie got ourselves in a bad spot where we got ambushed. Well, Tony announced our presence by shooting at them, and then they killed Tony, and then they killed Fozzie. And I hid behind a tree for 3 minutes until they left.
That was great.
And then Fozzie actually spotted a dune buggy out of the corner of his eye for me to drive in. So It's like just crazy moments like that. Like Fozzie's taking pot shots from across the map after this group of people ran me and Tony over.
I couldn't get it going. Like I didn't understand. The controls are not super great yet, so it took a while, but yeah, it's
yeah, I feel that I'm getting, like, as I'm learning it, like they're super complex for a shooter, like on console, like you're kind of used to like Call of Duty controls or Halo controls. This has a little more going on, and sometimes it's a little confusing, but I don't know, I like playing it with you guys, so there's that.
Yeah, like, I am terrible at it. I will never get good at it. I don't care. Because it's fun. Like, it's just, like, it's stupid fun. We somehow can make it into the top 10 or close to it sometimes just by, like, it ain't even about how good you are at shooting, really. It's survival. Like, it's just, like,
yeah,
stay inside this circle, avoid people, whatever. Like, it's not all just shooting. Just when it comes down to that moment, that's when I fall apart. I'm fucked.
Yeah, it's like...
I recorded the one kill I got this week. I was just, like, so proud. I fucking beat this guy away. I was like, yes!
That was a good kill, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I fucking blew that motherfucker away. Like, we're both creeping around the corner at the same time at each other, and I fucking got him.
But anyways. It's a fun game. I'm sure we'll continue to play more of that as we go on. Jeff, you played some other stuff this week.
Well, you and I played Destiny 2.
We did.
No, we I was also Destiny. Fucking shit-faced during that.
Yeah, I can tell.
You were able to tell, huh? I was not very helpful.
No, you were just not. You were plenty sense. Helpful, but it was just like you're just like, ah, fuck this story. Like just.
Yeah,
skipping like a cutscene would just start.
Like this cutscene at the end of the game. Your reward for being in the game. I'm just like fuck it.
It's like it's just starting. You're like, oh, it's over.
What's going on? Well, like, dude, I was not paying attention to the story in that game whatsoever. I don't think I had any justification to. I was, but like, dude, I love that game. Like, that game was really fun. I do think, like, look, I don't remember the ending that well, which is like, that's the one, like, my one regret is playing the ending that fucked up with you late at night.
We can do it again.
But, like, I do remember, like, the final boss was just, like, a dude. Like, there was nothing fucking interesting about him at all. Or am I crazy?
No, it's Gaul, the Cabal leader. That, well, you skipped all the cutscenes, so.
but I'm just saying, like, it wasn't like you're fighting a giant 500-foot fucking anything or whatever. Like, it was just, like, a guy. Like,
no, you're just fighting a, like, slightly larger Cabal guy in like some power armor because he could fly and put a shield on.
Yeah, it was whatever. I mean, and I think I said this to you. I do kind of remember saying this to you, like maybe it didn't seem impressive to me because like you were way overpowered, so you probably just kicked, like you probably just like carried me through the whole thing. So like I didn't get an appreciation for what the battle was. Maybe, you know what I mean? Like
there, I can only relate this to having played it solo and then having played it with you where I'm like level 3, like power level, like 308, 309, is I did a lot more like having to like kind of run away, hide, get my health back, come out, you know, take a couple shots at Gaul, kill some of the guy. Like the way we kind of approached it when we played together was, you know, we could just continue to fire on them because either he was focusing on one of us or the other guys was focusing on the other. So it was, we were never overwhelmed. Everybody yes. trying to attack us at once.
Yeah. So I think maybe because, you know, I played most of Destiny 2 single player. Right. And
yeah.
one of my big, like positive takeaways of like about that game was like, those battles get so intense when you're on your own.
Yeah.
And it was so satisfying when you would finally, like, beat one. Like, at the end of it, you're like, that was awesome, you know?
Yep. Just like a good Halo encounter. Like,
I think that game is basically Halo, but honestly, like, better because it's got fucking loot. Like, it's like Halo plus Diablo. I don't know, dude. Sure. I found it much more compelling than the last Halo, like Halo 5.
It's fair.
I really like that game a lot. Like, I would love to try out the strikes, at least, you know.
Well, I'm on board. I think we probably should work Tony through the campaign.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun, too.
And get him so he can do some strikes and then get you guys powered up so that we can ultimately try the raid because that's like the last thing I need to do.
The thing that sucks though is like I want to play more of the game, but there's a ticking clock because I did pre-order Monster Hunter World and I am playing the fuck out of that game once it comes out. I know it's going to happen. Like,
I think Destiny does lend itself to being put down and come back later though. Like, because of the nature of how that game is, like, you know, they just released an expansion. They'll release another expansion later in the year. And then there'll probably be, like, you know, 6 months before they release their big expansion in September. So, like, if we don't get to it right now, we have time. We'll get to it at some point over the year.
Cool. Yeah, I'm excited to try more, like, try some of that, like, multiplayer shit out because I really like the campaign of that game.
Fozzy, you've been playing that on PS4, right? With Javi and them guys.
Yeah, I have. I mean, it's been a ton of fun so far. I love it.
Do you guys like still play it and shit?
Sometimes. I was playing mainly with some of my old work buddies, so I got up to. But I guess to be honest, I haven't played in a while. If I'm thinking about it,
well,
I
should it's been get out back for a minute now. You know.
Yeah, I mean, when it come out, like September.
Yeah.
So, and I think once I got to pretty close to 300, I kind of just stopped. So, it would be nice to jump back in on it, especially now that they've upped everything. But it's to me, it's only fun when you have like a group of friends that you personally know and play with. And unfortunately, they've kind of all just kind of teetered off. So we used to have a group on there, the Redogs, but no one really plays anymore. So.
But the campaign itself is fun by yourself.
I actually love it. I like the campaign. I think it's pretty cool. Like, it's got pretty cool. I mean, the story's not fantastic, but it's pretty neat. So, I was hoping I would have like been able to start a second character too, but I never really did that. So, maybe one of these days I will. We'll see.
I should play through as like a warlock or a titan.
I did as warlock, a baby. Warlock, and it was fun.
Fuck yeah.
All right, Jeff, what else were you playing? Because I know there were a couple other things.
I sampled a bunch of games. So, finished Destiny 2. What else? I tried Super Lockie's Tale.
Okay.
Have you gotten to try this?
No, not yet.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm judging it too quick because I have, like, a stack of games I'm looking at. Like, they're, like, factory sealed and shit. I'm like,
you're like, I gotta get to this.
Yeah, like new games are gonna start coming out now, and I'm gonna like once Monster Hunter comes out, I'm gonna want to play it, right? Like, so, I was like, so I think I like was impatient with it, maybe a little bit. Like, it's not, but it's not good. I don't think like it's not. I mean, obviously, you're not gonna expect it to be like Super Mario Odyssey level, right? You know, it's right. So indie kind of
on a scale.
Yeah, super indie.
Yeah. What on a scale of Mario Odyssey to Yooka-Laylee, where's it at?
I don't know because I didn't play enough. Look, okay. I didn't play enough of it to say this is definitely better or worse than Yooka-Laylee. I did. Okay. I played like an hour or two, so. I don't want to like throw the game under the bus unfairly, but I will say this with 100% like certainty: it is way closer on that scale to Yooka-Laylee than fucking Super Mario Odyssey, dude. Like it's kind of got like a pleasant, like inviting look to it, you know. But it's there's nothing about like its graphics or anything that like really blow me away. Like, it's kind of bland, I think. The controls are weird, I think, a little bit. Like, they just feel cheap and off. You know what? Like, you've played a billion platformers, Chris. Like,
yeah.
And we pick up, like, you know, based on Mario, 2D or 3D, like, you have certain expectations. Like, things are going to work right. And at first, I found, like, his jump to be like really short, and there's like I'm just like, why can't I like hold down A and do like a glide like you would with like Conker or something, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like this cheap little jump. I found out like you can kind of do a double jump, but like it's barely, it's like beep beep, like it's just like the tiniest little jump. And like, I don't know, like I got into like a 2D level, and I'm running across like these moving platforms and shit, and he's like super slippery on them. And this isn't like an ice level, like, but you just like land near the edge of a platform and you'll kind of like just slide off it and fall off. It's just like you need that basic precision to the controls, I think, in a platformer. Like, look, I can't play Super Meat Boy. I suck at that game. But I'm not going to argue that the controls are not spot on in that game. You know what I mean? And this game feels sloppy.
Yeah.
There's like a lot, like, there's a lot of reasons you want to love it or like it because, like, it's the type of game that I want. But, and again, maybe if I play it more, I say, oh, there's like enough in there that's like really fun that it's worth it. But like, I just immediately was like, you know what? I have more important fish to fry. So I stopped playing it.
That's fair. I'm kind of happy I did not like jump at it during the holiday sale, because I just have so many other games I got to play. So,
yeah, good job.
Yeah, Monster Hunter. That's all I care about.
Yes. Back up there.
The more you guys talk about it, the closer I am to buying it. But then it's like, I kind of just want to hear if you and Jeff and
you
and
should Cody wait. Like this is what I do. Is that
here's the thing? Here's the thing. Excited. We're gonna play it. We're gonna play it. You know, we're gonna play it. You know, it's not gonna be bad. It's gonna be fine. It's gonna be Monster Hunter. It's gonna be fucking great.
Right.
Get it, Chris.
Okay, but
here's the thing. If you get it,
I support Chris, and I say that wait 2 weeks. If we're still talking about it, we can put him and grind him out to get weapons and gear.
That's 100% true, but it would be nice to get on that ground floor. But the thing is, like, I don't know if Chris will like it.
Yeah, that's more what I'm like. Like, I don't know if – I mean, like, I thought that I played a little bit of what was it, Monster Hunter Tri or whatever it was on the Wii, right? Yeah. Like, was it on the Wii or the Wii U?
It was on the Wii U.
Both.
Yeah.
Well, so the one that we played.
Yeah, so I played a little bit of that with you guys, and like it was cool, but like it's not necessarily my type of game. Playing with you guys was great. Like that could be any game though. So,
but that's like, a game you have to like get into playing. Like you have to like we're gonna play this like at least once a week or whatever. Like
right.
To me, like, it felt like an MMO that I actually enjoyed, which is like. It's what I've always wanted in an MMO, which is just like, okay, here's a boss. He's going to take 30 to 40 minutes. Kick his ass. It's going to be stressful, but it feels like the fighting actually has some, like, oomph to it. I think that was always my problem with MMOs, is that, like the fighting in it just felt so dull and repetitive. And with this, it's like...
It's waiting for
it is, you know, it could definitely be, like, repetitive, but it's, you know... First off, it's all about getting that loot, that sweet, sweet loot. And you like Diablo games, so
I do like Diablo games.
But this is like on a more epic, like it's like you take the boss's bones.
Yeah, it's awesome. And it kind of looks like that boss, like how it's on.
Yeah, dude, so like it's like heavy. You're like, I killed this thing. I'm wearing its fucking skin, bitch. Yeah, and like exactly. You're coming after the next motherfucker. Like I don't know. Like
the good news is that like there is not a lot out in like the first
it's
2 months.
Got a wide
this is coming
birth.
Out. Yeah, this is coming out in the perfect time where it's like, you know. There's a couple of big hitters coming out in like March and stuff, but this is a game where you're going to play for a month and you're going to just devote your entire time towards it. So
it's funny because like it's like a total multiplayer game, which I'm usually not like into. And then I have Sea of Thieves coming out in March, I think, right? Which is another multiplayer game. Like this could be the year of the multiplayer for me.
It could be. And that's the thing, is like this year it kind of felt like there was a lot of good single player games out there. And then, you know, besides like PUBG, but like, definitely.
No,
next year.
2017, yeah. Yep.
Like in 2018, I mean, shit, like, you have that. Red Dead, I'm assuming it's going to have some sort of like multiplayer aspect to it, which is going to be fun. But, I'm looking forward to it. It just like it reminds me of kind of like Hitman or like Yakuza 0 where I was just like, man, I have nothing really else to play, so I'm just going to like devote my whole time to this. And so like that's what kind of powered me with Hitman. It's like, man, I kept coming back to it. And I was like, and that's why it was so high up on my list that year. And I think unfortunately, I think Monster Hunter won't be as like there's not going to be as much replayability, but it's definitely going to be there for a solid couple months. I'm going to play the shit out of that game. So
I'm like, as it's getting close now, and I did not play like the demo or
I didn't play the closed beta, which I was super bummed about because I do want, and I don't know if they're going to do another beta now that we're so close, but I'd really like to try. It,
but just like I've seen like screenshots of it, and I'm like, you know, that game was really fun on the Wii when it looked like okay, and like this looks like a lot better. Like, I'm just kind of stoked for this game now,
okay? So there's a third and final round of the beta January 19th. So I think that you should give that a try.
Okay.
And, well, hold on. I don't know if it's going to be on Xbox, though.
I mean, I can try it on PS4. Like, I have a PS4, so. It
might be on Xbox, so.
Dude, just, like, the idea of, like, a half-hour boss fight with friends is, like, it's just so fun. Like, I don't know.
I think, yeah. And that's the thing is that.
That's all it is. That's all.
Oh, and you know what else adds to it is definitely the fact that you can only die a certain amount of times, too. So, what is it, like, 3 times? And then if you die, then that's it. Like, you have to restart the whole thing. So, so there's definitely, it's not like a permadeath, but it's, you have a pool of lives, I believe.
For the battle. I don't remember that.
So, it didn't really happen a lot, but it was pretty fun where it's like,
you could fail.
Oh, yeah. Like, there's always that thought, and you're just like, man, how many hit points does this fucker have? And then they slowly, like, start to kind of, like, you could see them getting hurt. It's just a good feeling.
That's the best part. Okay, like, so you'll be in the middle of a boss battle, Chris, and, like, you'll, like, cripple the thing, kind of, and, like, it'll start bleeding and kind of wander off into another zone, and you have to go chase it down, but it's like, you know, all right, we got him. We got him close. Like, he's getting closer and closer to being fucking dead. Like, it's just such a fun, like, it's such a fun multiplayer game, dude. It's
and
fucking great.
Another thing, just really quick, now that we're on it, is that with once you get good, like, at first you're like, I just want to kill this thing. It needs to die. But once you get good, you'll have, like, a trap man. So what happens is one person will stun them. And then while that monster stuns, someone else will place a trap. And then when that monster goes over the trap, it's an automatic capture. And then you get even more gear and loot from him. So there's that aspect of it. If you cut off its tail, you get more loot. Like, you get exclusive stuff from that when you cut it off. So there's just so much stuff that you want to do. And then, like, that ending, like, minute that you have to, like, just, like, chop up the monster. And you're like, okay, I got that. And it's like, okay, I need to find the tail. I got to get the tail stuff, too. And so it's just, like, it's so much fun. You just want, like, to keep going back and, like, be like, okay, shit. Like, I need, like, 2 more bones to get that full armor set. So it definitely entices you to – and they're just, like, it's just enough time to be like, okay – I could play, like, maybe 2 or 3 of these boss fights, if that, and then, but they're just, like, they're nice, like PUBG amount of time, you know?
That's the thing about it. Like, that's the only thing, like, I would be hesitant to, like, recommend this to Chris, except for, like, the fact that it is. It's like, you're just playing a match. That's all it is. Like, every game in Monster Hunter is, like, go kill the boss. So, you're dedicating a half hour tops, basically. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, and you can't lose your place or whatever. It's just like you're just killing monsters, basically. Also, we've said before, like, it's coming out at a time when there's nothing else coming out, so that might work in its favor for you liking it as well. You know.
So. All
right.
I don't know. Yeah.
I will. You guys almost have me sold on it. And I don't think I'm buying another game in January, so that could be it.
Okay. I think that, yeah. I mean, again, it's just like PUBG where it's like, it's just not as much fun as it is if you are playing with people you know. Yeah. So
okay.
The fact that Hefe's pretty involved in it, I will definitely be involved with it. So, I mean.
And Tony's going to play it.
Tony will play. So
we will drag you guys into it. Like, you could do 4-player, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember, you guys will
be sucked into it.
Yeah, I remember because it was me, you, and JJ, and then there was this one other guy that we just randomly picked up that was really good. And he was on my Wii U like friends list for the longest time. But it had like 15 people on it, you know?
Yeah. So, 4-player online co-op is confirmed for Monster Hunter World.
There you go.
Ah, so fucking fun. I can't wait.
Yeah. All right. Jeff, what else did you catch up on?
I tried out Prey.
Uh-huh.
which like you and other people are kind of talked up a little bit.
I am middling on it, but
I remember you saying, and you're not the only one, that like the beginning of that game was like amazing.
I really like the opening hour of that game, yeah.
So like what about that? Like that's what I'm trying to like, so, is it like when you figure out that you're in, like is that the way it kind of unfolds in kind of yeah. the same way so, that like, oh yes. I'm in a place, oh I'm in space. Like,
you're basically I'm actually in space. Yeah, you're basically in a simulation at the beginning, right? Like yeah.
So that's then, like what you liked about it?
Yeah, like I love that, like where it's like, all right, so you're in this thing, you're going into this, you go meet your brother at your office, and you go through these tests, and then like the tests go really bad, and then you wake up and you kind of realize that like everything has gone to shit, and like everything you thought was real is not real. And then the game starts, so.
Yeah, and like, I don't know, I'm kind of on board with a lot of that. Like, I just felt like people like you and like basically everybody like oversold it or whatever. Like, I expected it to be on the level with BioShock, and it's like, it's close. Like, it's, but like the art style, I don't think it was anywhere near like as good or detailed.
So I will tell you this, like, I mean, I think we talked about it over the course of the year too when I played it, but I think that game starts out really well. I don't particularly like how it plays.
I have more issues with it as well.
Yeah, so like I don't particularly love how it plays, and you're right, like the art style is kind of meh.
It's kind of bland. It's almost like Mirror's Edge looking. Like it's just like bland urban
very environment. Industrialist,
like,
yeah.
Yeah. But like all that, like, but the thing is, like, it does have like in its like DNA or its like skeletal level, like BioShock shit in it, where it's like you have powers. You know what I mean? Like, and it has a cool like RPG shit. Like you got like upgrade and this and that. Like, so I'm like, oh, I'm all on board, except for I hate the fucking enemies that you fight. I'm like, what is this? Like, weird. It's like these ink blots that like crawl at you and they flicker and they like fucking are impossible to fight. And I'm like,
yes,
dude.
And the combat in the game is kind of like
it, because of
best, it's mediocre, and most of the time it's less than like mediocre.
And it's because of what those enemies are. Like, they're just not fun to fight. Like, I think, like, that's the biggest problem with it. Like,
there will be bigger enemies later, and they are less fun to fight. Than, like, the you're talking about the mimics, right, at first?
Just a little, yeah. Ink a little that crawl around, like,
spidery, and black, you know, grease monkey.
And they give you, like, a glue gun to fucking freeze them with, and a wrench, and it's just like, yep. Not fun combat at all. And
you do get better weapons later, but by then I had kind of like given up on caring about the combat, and I tried to avoid it at all costs.
Yeah, so it's like, I don't know, dude. Like, I want to like that game, but like as soon as I started fighting those things, I was like, no, I don't like this. And so went on to other things. Maybe I'll get back to it. I don't know.
So what else did you move on to?
Trying to think, dude. I've played so many things. Last night, I like started going through the eShop on the Switch and bought some games.
Hell yeah. Love doing that.
I bought Thumper on sale for like $13. Do you have that, Fozzie?
Yeah, I have it on the PC, but it was so funny listening to you not really getting into it, but you could see why, how people get into it. But
well, it's like, all right, I bought it on PS4 and I played it on PSVR, so like last, I don't know if it was last year or the year before, even
last year. Yes, the year before is when Thumper came out. Yes, when PSVR came out. Yeah,
loved it then, thought it was really hard. I probably did not get past like the second or third level of it. And so, like, I saw it, like, on sale on Switch. I was like, well, it'd be really cool to be able to play that game, like, while you're just, like, watching TV or whatever. Like, you know, just to have that game on the Switch for $13, I was like, fuck yes. Mm-hmm. So I bought it, and I started playing it, and, oh, my God, I'm, like, even worse at it. Like, I think I was better at the game when I played it in VR. Like, for whatever reason, it's easier. It's so hard to time things. You have to have all, like, perfect timing. But even still, I don't care how far I get into that game. Like, it's so worth owning on any system. Chris, have you played Thumper yet?
No.
You need to buy this game. Like, I know you would love Thumper. Like, that's your
You like Guitar Hero and stuff.
You like it, but this is like a rhythm like nightmare. Like, it's fucking like, like it'll fucking haunt you.
It's rhythm, and then it's also like all about getting high score. So if you're like that person that tried to get like 100% on Rock Band and stuff,
it doesn't feel like you're playing a music game. It feels like you're playing a game. Like you're trying to get through a level. Okay. And, like, I swear to God, I finally beat level one today after, like, a billion tries. And I swear the music that plays after you beat level one is the theme from The Shining. It's like, bow, 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 bow. Like, from The fucking Shining. I was like, holy shit, dude. Like, it's just, like, a terrifying game, even though, like, I don't know what the fuck it's about. I'm flying at fucking lasers and robots and shit, but and I'm a little metal beetle, but
all right, so I don't know, so if I get this, should I play it on Switch or on Xbox One, or does
definitely
it matter?
Switch, because it looks amazing on Switch too, and you could play it like handheld, which is like you might want to play that game, and you might be better at playing that game handheld, you know. Okay. I think anyways,
all right, I'll look into that,
but like, just warning, ultra hard, but like fucking awesome.
It's very satisfying because it's one of those where like you're going to fail and you're going to like it because you're going to come back and you're gonna be like, I'm going to beat this shit.
Absolutely. Nice. Mm-hmm. All right, I will mark that one down.
Buy it right now, Wes. Like, it's almost half off, bro.
On Switch it's half off?
Yeah.
Okay.
What are the Switch controls? You're just pressing like left bumper, right bumper, and
use stick or directional.
Okay.
And the A button, basically. At least so far, I know they not the shit on
Switch, but like, yeah, that's a game that needs like really tight control. So, I got it.
My timing's just off. I don't know. I'm like way too slow at the moment to do it.
I'm looking at some screenshots right now. It does look beautiful.
Oh, it's a great game. They have it in VR, and it's insane looking because you can see so far out. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, it's wild. But
it's super. It's eerie in VR because you're sitting in just like a black world, and you're like just like sitting above this beetle, and you can like, but you can look around and just see like nothingness all around you. It's fucking crazy.
Like, say, headphone game, play headphones with it?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Dude.
Okay.
Maybe
I'll buy this tonight, and then I'm bringing my Switch with me to New Orleans.
Oh, enjoy, dude.
Something on, like, you know, in the airport and on the plane.
Yeah, that's a game you could definitely put a couple hours in, just be like, okay, I need to take a breather. And then you're going to be like, okay, I'm going to go back in.
All right.
It's fun. You're really going to enjoy it, I think.
I'll get that.
Cool.
All right. Are we missing anything else? Fozzie, play anything?
Nah, over the week? Nothing recent. So I have nothing to offer, really.
Me neither. So, all right. Well, I guess we will be back next week. Tony will be back as well. We're probably at some point going to get together and play some more PUBG, but I'll probably stream that as well. So, but yeah, we'll be back next week to talk some more games. Probably we'll cover some news next week because we haven't done that in a little while.
OK.
Okay.
And then we'll be coming up on Fozzie and Jeff's Monster Hunter, so be getting some work on that as well.
All of our Monster Hunter. Everybody.
This may actually be one of those few times where everybody gets it. So
team effort.
All right, Fozzie, say goodnight.
Night.